with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Texas Senator John Cornyn and State Attorney General Ken Paxton, they'll be competing in a runoff for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate. Cornyn and Paxton, the top finishers in a three-way contest with Representative Wesley Hunt. No candidate reached 50% needed to win outright. That sends the race to a runoff on May 26. Now, for the Democrats, Texas State Representative James Tallarico and U.S. Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett have battled. That contest remains in limbo at this hour. In Arkansas, incumbent Senator Tom Cotton has easily defeated two other GOP candidates to advance to the November midterms. President Trump says the United States military has the upper hand in the war. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president said the ongoing combat operations have been very successful in eliminating Iran's forces and systems.
They have no Navy. It's been knocked out. They have no Air Force. It's been knocked out. They have no air detection. That's been knocked out. Their radar has been knocked out.
He also disputed claims that Israel forced the U.S. to take action. The president said, if anything, he might have forced Israel's hand because he believed Iran was going to attack. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A criminal trial in New York is airing claims that Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard was entangled in a foiled 2024 assassination plot that eyed then-candidate Donald Trump as a possible target. Allegations emerging in Asif Merchant's attempted terrorism trial. Pakistani national pleading not guilty to charges of hiring hitmen to kill a politician. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders reacting to the U.S. attacks on Iran.
Franklin Graham, head of Samaritan's Purse, is cheering President Trump for seeking regime change in Tehran. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "Thank you, Mr. President, for standing up to bring this evil empire to an end and give Iranians a chance to be free." Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council concurs, adding, quote, "The Iranian regime posed a serious threat to Israel and other peace-seeking nations." Michael Harrington reporting.
Michelangelo's iconic The Last Judgment getting a facial, a select team removing the white film of salt, kind of chalky, that has accumulated over the Renaissance masterpiece since it was last renovated 30 years ago. Cleaning operation expected to be complete by Easter in the first week of April. The public, though, can still visit the Sistine Chapel. This is SRN News. Rwanda's army is the target of U.S. economic sanctions. It's punishment for the army's involvement in fighting in a neighboring country. BBC's David Bamford.
Rwanda and Congo signed a peace deal in December in Washington as part of President Trump's push to broker peace in the region and attract billions of dollars in Western investment. But the fighting has spread even beyond the current front lines, with M23 acknowledging it had used drones to attack the key mining city of Kisangani. This blatant violation appears to have crossed a line with the Trump administration. Financial sanctions have been imposed directly on key Rwandan military officials and the Rwandan army in its entirety.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem defending her agency in testimony at a Senate hearing, her first congressional hearing since two protesters were killed in Minneapolis in January. More details, srnnews.com.